you are tuned in to CITR 11.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This program is called The Burrow on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. My name is Andy Resto. Thank you all for listening. As most of you are aware by now, I'm sure, there's an album called Black Star that came out over the weekend, and then Mr. Bowie has passed away last night. This is Sue, or In a Season of Crime, from the new record, Black Star. Rest in peace, David Bowie.
Right from the start.
So that's that. Sue or in a Season of Crime by David Bowie off of the new record Black Star. Nothing I'm really going to come up with to say that's going to break any new ground here. So I'm going to basically leave it there. I encourage you all to go and listen to your Bowie tunes in utter isolation. Anne von Hauswolf is up next. From her 2013 record Ceremony, this is called Goodbye. You are tuned into The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM.
Goodbye.
Was Jenny Lee Lindberg, who operates under the artist name of Jenny Lee, one word, all lowercase. And Jenny Lee is the formerly or still currently the bassist of the group War Paint. If you're familiar with War Paint, this is her debut solo record. It's called Right On. It was released on Rough Trade in December. And it's pretty good. Blend of genres, so every once in a while it seems maybe erratic, but very solid record. That's the opening track called Blind. Before that was Anna von Hauswolf, who's a Swedish organist and singer. I've played her on the program before. She had a new record come out very recently called The Miraculous, which is pretty good. This song, however, was called Goodbye from her 2013 record, Ceremony. Very religiously themed musings on mortality, etc. from Anna von Hauswolf. She's very good. And Sue, or In a Season of Crime, from the new D. Bowie record, Black Star, opened up the show. I think chromatically the set has been related thus far. What I mean by that is that I think if you close your eyes and listen, you can get a world of colors that are similar from listening to those three songs. At least maybe I'm forcing myself into this because of what I want to play next. But after a couple of messages, I'm going to get into Deaf Heaven. Deaf Heaven's new record from last year is called New Bermuda. And when I first got the record, I enjoyed it, thought it was good, but didn't give it the time it deserved. And over the last few weeks, I have grown incredibly fond of the new Deaf Heaven record. And so I'm going to play the opening track called Brought to the Water. And one of the main refrains of the song, it's hard to understand what he's saying if you don't have the lyrics in front of you. But one of the main refrains is a multiverse of fuchsia and violet surrenders to blackness. And I think that chromatically and thematically is fitting for how the first quarter of this episode has gone. So that's what we're going to hear on the other side of these brief messages. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, and this program is called The Burrow.
To CITR's Shindig each week to hear the bands duke it out to be the winner of their night. Now, come out to hear the winners compete to make it to the finals. Each semi will feature three of your past winners, with the winners of the semifinals guaranteed a place and a prize in February's final. The first semi semi is happening on Tuesday, January 12th, featuring the winners from Nights 1, 3, and 9, the New National Film Board of Canada, Echuda, and the Psychic Alliance. So come out to Pat's Pub and Brew House at 403 East Hastings at 8 for locally made beer, pool, music, and an epic night. Cover $6 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the food bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Thank you. Yeah, mama. Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
This is The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name's Andy Resto, and I'm here each week from 3 to 4 p.m. It has been a slow developing, as I mentioned earlier, possibly fuchsia and black-hued episode thus far. We're going to try and change the tempo for the last third of the show. Before the brief respite, however, we heard Iggy Pop, Mass Production, off of The Idiot, possibly named after Dostoevsky's The Idiot. I would assume so. I would hope so. That album produced by Mr. Bowie. Before that was Sounds, an ambient electronic producer from Vancouver, has an album called, well, pretty simply, Ambient A. And we heard a song called Sorcery, but he spells it S-O-R-S-O-R-Y. So I'm not exactly sure what that is meant to entail. And that bridged the gap between Iggy Pop and Def Heaven, which opened the set. New Bermuda was the 2015 Def Heaven record, the follow-up to their, I would say, classic record from 2013, Sunbather. And it is arguable that New Bermuda is a better record than Sunbather. It's more well executed. It's more focused. However, of course, it comes second. And so a lot of the things that seem groundbreaking were, the ground was already broken. And so it's tough to top a classic record, that is for sure. However, New Bermuda, a terrific album, Brought to the Water was the song that I played, and that's the opening track. Going to play a song from a group called Androgynous Mind, who's from here in Vancouver, was a project of Patrick Flagel, who currently is the man behind Cindy Lee. And I may or may not get to a Cindy Lee track soon. Act of Tenderness is a new Cindy Lee record that just came out. But I, as I was looking into that record, I found out about this group that he did immediately preceding this last release of Cindy Lee's, called Androgynous Mind. And they had a release called Night Stalker. The song is called Knock on My Door. We're going to try and transition to a more garage, rock and roll-ish ending to The Burrow this week.
Thank you.
Shearing Pinks, a local noise group led by Nick Hughes of other projects such as N213. Their most recent release, full-length at least, is called People, and that is the track Weirdling from that album. Before that was a band called Cheena, C-H-E-E-N-A. This may be childish, but when I read that, I'm just imagining they thought of the name by combining cheetah and hyena, like you do when you're a kid. You just combine animals and make new names. Cheena, that's what I think of when I hear that. They're a group from New York, and they have an EP that came out on Sacred Bones Records, self-titled, and that was a song called Dreaming. Interesting thing about Cheena, their bassist is Margaret Chartier, otherwise known as Pharmacon, as her regular project. So very odd that she does Pharmacon and then took the time to play bass in this garage rock band called Cheena. Androgynous Mind was before that, Knock on My Door, a project of Patrick Flagel, who is Cindy Lee, and has a new record called Act of Tenderness that is out now. Trying to get Patrick, Cindy Lee, to come by the station at some point, so hoping to swing that soon. Thank you all for listening. This has been The Burrow on CHR 101.9 FM. Jade is up next with Little Bit of Soul. I'm going to close the show with the new Savages track, Adore, which I'm sure also when the album comes out, which is this month, January, their new record, Adore Life. We'll hear some more Savages on this program. Adore, a very good single off the record. It has an interesting music video as well. Thank you all for listening. Stay tuned. And left with nothing else to say, but David, what shall I do? Live beyond regret.